With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In his recent novel, Closing Arguments, Frederick Bush writes of an upstate New York lawyer still tortured by his experience in Vietnam. The lawyer begins a doomed sexual relationship with a client named Estella, a woman charged with murder. Here's Bush.
He evinces to me a need to be punished. And the punishments that Estella administers when they have rough sex, when she ties him up, when they begin to get into this very dark and frightening stuff, somehow is reminiscent for me of the way he was treated in Vietnam.
A sometimes fatal sexual technique involving near asphyxiation plays a role in the story.
I am very pleased to sit here and answer your unasked question. I did not do that research firsthand.
Don't.
There are some things a man will not do for his art.
The courtroom scenes in Bush's novel crackle with authenticity, even though Bush is not a lawyer.
I've so far had letters from five lawyers approving of the book and finding one mistake I made, which I won't tell you about. Why ruin my credibility?
Frederick Bush believes he has a near biological need to tell stories, even though it's often painful and scary. He's a man who has written a novel about sadomasochistic sex, a novel about a former Marine pilot who liked the sound of tracer bullets as they destroyed people.
That's terrible stuff. I've got that in me. That worries me about me.
Closing Arguments by Frederick Bush is now in paperback from Fawcett Columbine. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I know people think I'm being mystical when I say this, but I really do not believe that I've earned my place on the face of the earth unless I've written.
That's Frederick Bush, one of the literary world's best-kept secrets. He's the author of 15 books of fiction.
Sometimes the world acts like you're inflicting a bore or tedium upon them when you do write. It's one more piece of information they have to attend to.
Frederick Bush's most recent novel is Closing Arguments, the story of a small-town lawyer haunted by the torture he underwent at the hands of the Viet Cong and who enters into a fatal relationship with a woman client. For 25 years, Bush has taught at Colgate University in upstate New York, where he admits he has given some of his students some harsh advice.
People who want to write and need to write will not be stopped because a professor with a beard says, don't write.
Frederick Bush believes that writing fiction for one's personal pleasure is one thing, but
if you see someone really is tone deaf to language, then there's nothing that you or anyone else will ever do to help them to be better. They just don't have talent.
When Frederick Bush completes a manuscript, he walks into his classroom, faces the students, holds the book over his head, and then lets it fall onto the desk.
And it goes boom. And I say to them, that's the feeling that you're after.
Closing Arguments by Frederick Bush has been republished in paperback by Fawcett Columbine. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.